In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We bless your name for making it possible for us to be gathered today on another fellowship of family access. Thank you a lot for how thus far you've helped us. Thank you a lot for ministering, always ministering to our heart and life through your Holy Spirit and through your engrafted word. Lord, we pray, we ask, you know, God, that as we gather again, Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, we pray that you will teach us your word yourself. You will speak to our heart and lives in Jesus' name. God, we pray, we ask, you know, God, that as many that will be gathered here today, Lord, we pray that one way or the other, you will speak to their hearts and life. Lord, your word says that the entrance of your word gives lives and understanding unto the simple. I will pray, O God, that you will teach us and you will open our eyes and understanding, and you will bless us, O Lord, reach us through your word this day in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Glory and honor be unto your name. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Once again, thank you for joining us today on another important session of Family Essence. And this day, today we'll be looking at a very key subject, which of course has been one of the key aspects that really determines our faith in Christ and determine us making heaven at the end. And we will look at a few scriptures, and we'll look at what God has to say through his word. And today's subject, it's of course it's interesting, because as we read through the Old Testament and New Testament, you see God, you know, trying to call his people unto him and trying to make them see reasons why they should work according to his laws, according to the dictates of his laws, and according to how, you know, heaven is being structured, and those things that needs to that we need to do as humans, as you know, subjects to God, what God intends to achieve in our lives. And as I pray that as we tag along, the Lord God Almighty will speak to our hearts and lives in Jesus' name. So the subject before us today, it's the perfecting of the saints, perfecting of the saints. So we look through the Old Testament, you look at the life of Moses, you look at the lives of the prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Samuel, Abraham, you discover that, you know, God didn't leave them alone. And so also we in this present age, God's intent is for us to be with him, to obey his words, to do his will, and to walk in his statutes, his ordinances, and so that we will be like God himself. We will be made perfect. We will be like the angels of heaven. We will be righteous. And what God intends is that what is obtained in heaven, it wants the same to be replicated on earth. And that's the reason why we are looking at this important subject, perfection, the perfecting of the saints. It is important that we be made perfect, even as God in heaven is perfect. Now, when you read through the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1, when God told Abraham, you know, to walk before him and be perfect, Abraham, of course, you know, really walked with God. And, you know, there is nobody that wants to serve God that would remain the same. So the intent of God is for us to walk with him If you really want to walk with him, you have to obey his word, you have to obey his will. And we'll be considering and looking at, you know, some other aspect of the Bible that really, you know, talked about being perfect before God. And in the book of Romans, which is the primary text today, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, when Paul was speaking to the church in Rome, he actually, you know, made him understand that it is not by your own ability, it is not by your mental ability that you can walk with God. And if you look at Romans chapter 12 in verse 1 and 2, I'm going to read that, then we'll be able to look at some other aspect of, you know, how believers are meant to be made perfect, and what are the things that makes us perfect, what are the things that makes us, you know, aligned and be in sync with the will and the perfect will of God for our lives. In the book of Romans chapter 12 in verse 1, it says there, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." In verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So there is an acceptable and perfect will of God. There's always something that God wants us to do in order to align with his will, in order for us to walk with him. And Paul the Apostle is beseeching, is crave for our indulgence in this matter, in this subject of perfection. And he's saying to the church, those who are at Rome, the church at Rome, that if we must live a perfect life, if we must live in line with the dictates of God's word, there is an aspect of our bodies, of our soul, of our spirit, being committed to the things of God. By doing God's will, by obeying God's instruction and laws and his commandments, and following through the scriptures to make sure that we attain that state of perfection, it is important that we obey and work in God's ordinances. So there is a lead down rule. God didn't just create us. God didn't just say, okay, I created these people. We created in his image and his likeness. And he expects us that the rules that he has set, we obey it. How had the saints made perfect? Paul the Apostle, while speaking to the church at Rome, of course, there are other churches that he wrote letters to, but in particular, this passage of scriptures in which Paul is beseeching the then Christian and even the Christian in our present time, at our present age, is that in order for us to walk with God, God is holy. So also we also have to be holy. God is righteous. So also we all